The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone.Welcome to episode 477, Japan Top 10, June 2023, Countdown. I'm your today's host, Miyabi. This is my first time host the whole episode by myself. Hope our listener would enjoy this episode as usual. Before we start it, we will just have a quick announcement. Would you like to join our team?We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for further details. Now let's start our first song in today's episode, number 10.Which is Planet in Love by Unison Square Garden.
Number 10.
少しがちょうど目立つシーンだ。
Now you've heard Planet in Love by Unison Squirrel Garden. It is a Japanese pop rock band which includes Kosuke Saito, Vogue plays Vogue House and guitar. Tomoya Tabuchi plays bass, backing vocals, and Takao Suzuki plays drums. This is my first time hearing this band. The bassist is talented for producing songs and directed some of their music videos. Kosuke's voice stands out in this style of music in this piece. My general image for this kind of singers usually has more mature or deeper voices to sing this kind of songs, but Kosuke's voice is more bright compared to other singers in my image. In July 2004, the band was formed and named as Unison, but was later renamed Unison Square Garden. The band's early releases were electropop based, but over time became a rock style. And this song brings me the Japanese old rock style, and which is really nice. I've checked the music video of this song, which is also really nice. And listeners, if you are interested, please have a check. And now let's start our next song, Kakumei or Revolution by BK Blanca.
Number 9.
I really fell in love with this music video the second I opened this link. It has these extra elements in this song, and the vocal chants his voice in verse and chorus, which is really, really cool. His voice is so amazing. Wiki Blanca is a versatile singer-songwriter, guitarist, and pianist. Wow. He started composing music when he was only in elementary school. With the aim to pursue music as a career, he decided to attend university in Tokyo. His songs are best characterized by his individuality, good melodies, and his beautiful falsetto voice. This music video shows a spirit of standing for ourselves from those bullies and have more confidence, and I think this song is very, very positive and really cool. This is also my first time heard of this artist. I will definitely check out more of his song and put his song in my playlist. Although it drops 7 places, but it is still a really amazing song. Without further ado, let's have our number 8 song, which is Die Zelokan, or Zero Feeling, by 10 Feet, which decreases 5 place in our rank.
Number 8.
Chisel now and I know.
Now you've heard Dai Zelokan. This song is so popular that it's been in our ranks for a few months. And Travis Japan collaborated with this song, and they choreographed this song, and they performed in TV music program. Enfit is a Japanese rock band formed in 1997 in Kyoto. Their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and bossa nova. Band members include Takuma Mitamura, plays lead vocals and electric guitar. Naoki Inoue in position of electric bass guitar and backing vocals. And Koichi Nakaoka who plays drums and backing vocals. Dai Zelokan is featured as the ending theme for the new movie, The First Slam Dunk, which first aired on December 3rd, 2022. And I think it's still streaming in China, which is really, really amazing that an anime movie could stream for so long. Okay, let's have our next song, number 7, Atemo Naku, or Endlessly by Emmet.
Number 7.
Yeah. 空を待ってゆく。
Now you've heard あってもなく by Emme. Emme is a Japanese pop singer and lyricist. Her stage name comes from the verb aimer in French, which means to love. And this year, she got married with her producer. Congratulations! Emme is an anime singer in my high school memories, and I really like her andI'm very, very happy to see her get into marriage and being so famous and went on the stage of Kohaku Takasen. She is really a beautiful singer in our generation. She also uses the name Emmerism for lyrics credit. Emme's father was a bassist in a band, so music surrounded her from a very young age.She started piano study in elementary school and admired the music of Ringo Shina and Hikaru Utada. Atte mo naku is used as the ending scene for the 2023 Spring TV anime Ranking of Kings, Treasure Chest of Courage, which is the season 2 of this anime. One of the theme songs of season 1 of this anime is also sang by Emme. Her voice is so distinct that you can recognize in the very, very beginning of any song she sings. I really hope I could went to her live one day. And before we move forward, we will have a short announcement. Do you want to advertise on our podcast?Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world. On a weekly basis, find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit you and your company's needs. And now let's have our number 6 songs, Lady,by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 6.
たとえば僕ら二人きらめく映画のように出会い直せたらどうしたい何も謎めいてない今日は昨日の続き日々は続くただぼんやりかすかな足音質の置く場所それだけで全て上がってしまうよ見えすいた嘘も隠した本当もその全て愛しかったどっちか一人ひどい不幸が遅い二度と会えなくなったら考えた矢先に投げてしまうくらい日々は続く忙しがりいつものくらい顔ちぶなされこと見過ごすようにまた優しいんだろう
Now you've heard Lady by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator who began releasing Vocaloid music. He considers Japanese bands Bump of Chicken, Asian Kung Fu Generation, and Random Wimps big influences on his work, and Japanese authors Kenji Miyazawa and Yukio Mishima on his lyrics. The song was written as the commercial song for Coca-Cola Japan's coffee drink, Georgia. His song is really, really amazing. I think it's his first time to produce a song, a love song, which is so romantic, and it writes about a really romantic relations. In the music video, Yonezu playfully walks on the white marking on the road as if he was a child. It was directed by Yamada Tomokazu, who has been in charge of many Yonezu videos, including Lemon. And I think it's the first time I've seen Yonezu like show his full face in a music video. Usually he will have his band covered till his eyes. So like a lot of fans says that it's really rare to see his whole face is in any social media or videos. And also in a lot of interview about this new single, he mentioned in the radio that he also talks about his career development and his creativity, which is really nice to know more about him. And if you are interested, you can check it out online. I think there will be a lot of messages. Also, he had his live tour recently. I really, really wish I could go, but I heard that he will come into China in October this year. I hope I could get the ticket to see him, to see his live stage. I'm so excited and really looking forward to it. Before we having our number 5th song, we will have another short announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and would like some more exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola.jtop10.jp, nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Now let's have our next song, which is Que Sera Sera by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 5.
Que Sera Sera 今日も唱える限界ちょっとやってやるか愛を捨てるほど暇じゃないいつも alright alright ここを乗り越えたら楽になるじゃない Ooh.
だけ生まれ変わるならまた私だね。だと気づいてもつながりは消えるわけじゃない。たまにがいい、たまにでいい、ちゃんと大切だと思えるから、あなたの幸せを分けてほしい。悲劇の図鑑、私ってそう仕方ないほど自分よがり。
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Now you've heard Que Sera Sera. I feel like this song is pretty energetic, and I feel like I could work harder while playing this music. Mrs. Green Apple is a three-member Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015. The members include Motoki Omori, plays vocals and guitar. Hiroto Wakai plays guitar. And Ryoka Fujisawa plays keyboard. I think Omori mentioned that the members grew up together. It's so amazing that friends shared with similar values could play music and do business together. It's so cool to have such opportunity in anyone's life. They are known for performing the fifth ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc. Actually, my first time listening to their music is the opening theme song for the anime in Shobodai, which is Fire Force. I highly recommend this anime. Recently, their hit news is the collaboration with the movie starred by Kazunari Ninomiya. And Omori shows up in Nino's YouTube channel called Janino Channeru. And they become friends since then. I saw them post on their social medias about they have fun together. They also have a lot of popular songs. One is Watashi wa Saikyo, I am the most powerful person. Without further ado, let's have our number 4 song, Ai no Hana, or Love Flower by Aimyon.
Number 4.
Now you've heard Ai no Hana by Aimyon. Aimyon is a Japanese singer and songwriter from Nishinomiya, Hyogo Prefecture. Aimyon was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer or actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. And she listened to so many masterpieces of J-pop from last century. She loves music so much since she was really young. It's distinct that young generation loves this kind of old school Japanese music. After graduating from high school, a YouTube video of one of her performances caught the attention of her first music label. She is really, really a talented singer-songwriter. She got a lot of compliments from professional great artists, including Suda Masaki. She once collaborated with Suda Masaki on other songs. They were just having fun together, and immediately she just started to create this piece and play music. So the scene will be like three famous popular artists is playing music session in a random garden. It is a really interesting episode about how a song was created. Ai no Hana is the 14th major single, 5th overall, released by Aimyon. It's also the same song for the Asadora Danman. Quite a few great young actors are in this TV drama. I guess it will be a great work. And now, let's have our new number 3rd, Tattoo by Official Higedandism.
Number 3.
Good.
Now you've heard Tattoo by Official Hegedandism. This name is commonly abbreviated Hegedan. It is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012. After signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Official Hegedandism released their debut single, No Doubt. And this song, Tattoo, has a strong style of their band. And also, I would say most of their songs is pretty challenging for karaoke. And now it's one more song. The lyrics of this song is also really beautiful. Please have a check. Their debut studio album Traveler was released on 9th October 2019 and reached number 1 on the Japan album charts. And because of their hit single Subtitle and the hit drama, they reached number 1 on Japan Hot 100 in the first half year in 2023. Before we have our next song, we will have another quick announcement. Do you want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join in our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Now let's have our next song, number 2, Beautiful Things by Spitz, which raises 4 places.
Number 2.
Now you've heard Beautiful Things by Spitz. Spitz is a Japanese rock band originally formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo, who are Masamune Kusano, lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Tatsuya Miwa, lead guitar, Akihiro Tamura, bass guitar, and Tatsuo Sakiyama, drums. After their breakthrough in the mid-1990s, Spitz has sustained commercial success in Japanese market for nearly 20 years. And I think this band was also mentioned in the hit TV drama from last year, Silent, which shows that they are really, really famous in Japan. Beautiful Things is the ending theme for Detective Conan movie 26. I believe all the anime fans know that this movie finally has some progress in the main story of Conan. It becomes a really hit topic on social media. Although it has not premiered in China yet, I'm so excited to go to the cinema to watch it. Surprisingly, the movie 6 is streaming in China again in the cinema. I actually bought the t-shirt with the image of Conan and Haibara on in Uniqlo. This anime is really my memory of childhood, and I hope this new movie would be good. This year will be Spitz's 37 years activities in music industry, and they have a very large range of their fan base. Their first hit song is Robinson. Without further ado, let's have our top one of this month, Idol by YOASOBI.
Number one.
無敵の笑顔だラスメディア知りたいその秘密ミステリアス抜けてるとこさえ彼女のエリア完璧で嘘つきな君は天才的なアイドル様今日何食べた好きな本は遊びに行くならどこに行くの何も食べてないそれは内緒何を聞かれてものらりくらりそう淡々と味噌で見えない秘密は蜜の味あれもないないないこれもないないない好きなタイプは相手はさ答えて誰かを好きになることなんて私わからなくてさ嘘か本当か知り得ないそんな言葉にまた一人落ちるまた好きにさせる誰もが目を奪われてく君は完璧で究極の愛だ我々は花からおまけですお星様の引き立て役 B です全てがあの子のおかげなわけない処楽臭い妬み嫉妬なんてないわけがないこれはネタじゃないからこそ許せない完璧じゃない君じゃ許せない自分も許せない誰よりも強い君以外は認めない誰もが信じ崇めてるまさに最強で無敵のアイドル弱点なんて見当たらない一番沸かすメディア隠しきるこの秘密だけは愛し
Now you've heard Idol by YOASOBI. YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed in 2019, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura. Idol serves as the opening for the anime Oshinoko. This anime is a boom right now. I've watched the video of the live performance of this single. Ikura's singing is so amazing. I can't tell when she breathes. This song describes the troubles and harsh rules an idol faces in the Japan entertainment industry, and the issues between idealistic expectations of an idol compared to their flawed reality. According to YOASOBI, the song stayed faithful to the original manga. And there is a very interesting phenomenon on social media that a lot of fans use this song to edit videos of their favorite idols. Oshi actually used as a fan language, which stands for their favorite idol. I think this song is another hit song for YOASOBI to get more well-known all over the world. Now it is the end of our rank of this month. Let's have our indie spotlight, Hellboy feat. Shakabuzu by Karuto. Wasted dreams showing up as it make you go on my side, devil sword in my head. This motherfucker's trying to take my legs. If I go to hell soon, stress, bitch, I've been there. Running through the underworld, I guess I'll never rest in peace. I'll drag it down the stairs, you won't know what it tastes like. Tell you what that I've seen.
Shake it, you can't wait to get out of here. What you got? Damn, this shit you're about to do.
Now you've heard Hellboy. Karuto, or pronounced as Cult, is a four-piece indie rock group from Sapporo, Hokkaido, and includes Avi on vocals, Takuya on guitar, Fuji on bass, and Hell on drums, that formed in 2017. 21-year-old singer Avi composes all music for the group and uses a range of genre into Karuto's music, ranging from alternative rock to metal, hip-hop, emo, and trap. He sings in a mix of English and Japanese, having been encouraged to learn English by his Argentinian father from an early age. His biggest influences are American bands Sleeping with Sirens and Icy Stars. Karuto frequently collaborates with other artists like Pale Dusk, Asaki, and Minami Hoshikuma of Wagamama Rakia. Karuto recently opened for the two-day punk spring pop punk music tour in Tokyo and Osaka in March earlier this year, featuring Sum 41, My Chemical Romance, and Simple Plan. The band is currently scheduled to tour with The Bones in June in Sapporo, Cold Rain in Nara in July, and Noise Marker in Sapporo in September. Hellboy is inspired by Avi's love of DC Comics. Some lyrical tidbits include Drinking Strong 9%, a reference to the lemon-flavored carbonate alcoholic beverage with 9% alcohol content, a somewhat infamous beverage among foreigners in Japan for making you drunk very quickly, and Keyblade on My Back, a reference to the video game series Kingdom Hearts, Son of Sparta, a difficulty mode from Devil May Cry, and Devil's Sword from Fire Emblem. Karuto's music can be found on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. I believe their music will be very cool if you went to the live, because those of a band will have much better experience if you went to watch their live performance. Now it comes to the end of our episode. Kuze and Andy will bring you guys a brand new cultural episode next week. For now, all about history of Japanese video games. Get ready with your Nintendo or PlayStation device and jam out with them next week. Hope you enjoy some of the great new songs from a variety of artists from this episode. I will see you soon in our next few episodes. Also, we have started our official Instagram account. If you are interested, please follow us. I'm your today's host, Miyabi. I will see you soon. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.